If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's 11 trivia questions on the hit 80s movie 16 Candles, as written by the Monrovia Pet Nanny. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. If you want to play live trivia and bingo events with me in Southern California, go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. It's linked in all the show notes for easy clicking. I had a fun weekend. I hope you did too. And last night on Saturday night, I was doing a big event at a Catholic high school called Crespi Carmelite High School in Encino, California, where my good friend Cam Molador is a teacher. He hooked me up with a gig for the Crespi Dads Club, and we had about 40 people playing team trivia in a wide variety of topics, and they were a hoot and a holler. Real fun group, and we had all kinds of great questions and team names and chants and cheers throughout the night. But I wanted to share this quick story. I thought it was kind of funny. On the last question, the last round of the night was the confidence round. We had a table right in front of me. They were called We're Just Here for the Booze, which was great. Always a great team name if you want to use that one. And this dad, he had kind of like graying hair. He was probably 50 or 55. He started to complain about the questions because the confidence round that I usually do is 10 totally random questions and there's no set category. So you got some, you know, some music, some TV, some comic books, any kind of stuff might be in this round. And there was a question about Beyonce and Jay-Z's Team Up album from 2008. What was the name of it? And he was like, come on, how are we supposed to know this? This is trivia for young kids. And it was like, you know, the whole trivia night was going great. And he was just really complaining about this one question. So the next question was, what does the H stand for in VHS? And I said, hey, there's a nice question if you're an old man. Any old men should know that question since that's a technology for old people. And he got a big laugh out of that. And he did not know the answer. He said, you know, I've worked in entertainment my whole life, and I never thought of what VHS could stand for, especially the H, and it actually stands for home. So there you go. There's a question for you, Pops. The H in VHS stands for home. I think it's video home system, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. But that was a fun little night over in Encino, California. If you have a holiday party coming up, a fundraiser just like that one for the Crespi Dads Club, let me know. I'd love to do your event from near or far. I can supply you with all the stuff you need to run your own trivia, or I can fly out, drive out, walk out, whatever you want me to do to get there and host it myself. It is the busy, busy time for me this time of year with all the holiday parties popping up. Doing a big show for the Lakers Performance Center, where the Lakers have their practice in El Segundo, California. That'll be a fun one coming up in December. Also doing a gig for AT&T in El Segundo as well at Brewport Tap House next week with my friend Maddie running that show. So if you have anything coming up, just let me know. Hit the contact form on my website, triviawithbuds.com. We're going to jump into today's episode. It's about 16 Candles, a great John Hughes movie from the 80s. And this was, again, written by Taryn Napolitano, who is otherwise known as the Monrovia Pet Nanny on Instagram. Check out her services if you need some pet sitting anywhere near the Sierra Madre, Monrovia, California area. And play along with these 11 questions she wrote on 16 Candles. We're going to jump into those right now. Here we go. All right, here we are with 16 Candles questions. We have 11 of them. Let's see how many you can get right out of 11. Question number one, what is forgotten in Samantha's lunch near the start of the movie? Question number one, what is forgotten in Samantha's lunch near the start of the movie? Question number one. Question number two, who does Samantha have a crush on in this film? What is the name of her crush in 16 Candles? What is Samantha's crush's name in the movie? Question number three, how does Ted introduce himself? What prefix does he give to his name, Ted? Question number three, how does Ted introduce himself in 16 Candles? Question number four, what kind of car does Ted get to cruise in with Caroline? Question number four, what kind of car does Ted get to cruise in with Caroline? Question number five, what does Caroline put in Ted's mouth while they're driving? What does Caroline put in Ted's mouth while they're driving? Question number five. Question number six, what does Ted borrow from Samantha to display in the boys' room? Question number six, what does Ted borrow from Samantha to display in the boys' room? Question number seven, which band is on the poster above the stairs in Samantha's house? Question number seven, which band is on the poster above the stairs in Samantha's house? Question number eight, who returns Samantha's underwear to her? Question number eight, who returns Samantha's underwear to her? And question number nine, what kind of car does Jake drive? What kind of car does Jake drive? Question number nine. Question number 10, where does Jake find Ted the morning after the party? Question number 10, where does Jake find Ted the morning after the party? And question number 11, who forgets Samantha's birthday? Question number 11, who forgets Samantha's birthday? Those are all your questions on 16 Candles. We'll be right back in just a second to see how many of those you remember. We are back with the answers to 16 Candles trivia written by the Monrovia Pet Nanny. If you are a listener and you ever have questions that you come up with on a certain movie, a certain TV show, anything you're into, and you want me to share them on the show, I'm always looking for content for the daily version of the podcast. So send me anything that you have or you've written or you've prepared, and I will make sure to record an episode using that content at some point in the near future. And if there's a certain topic you want me to do, you want me to write questions on, something you want to be entertained by, you can join our Patreon page, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. For $5 or more a month, you get to pick a topic that I record just for you every single month. So join our other 56 patrons of the show and get in a great community where you can chat with all the people who love pop culture as much as you on our Discord app chat. That's only for a dollar. So if you want to throw a buck at the show, you get access to that chat room where I post extra trivia rounds, questions, and fun pictures from my weekend at Disneyland, for example, or my fun fundraiser event I did just the other day. All kinds of fun stuff can be found on the chat room. And here we go with the answers to 16 Candles trivia. Question number one, what is forgotten in Samantha's lunch at the start of the movie? That would be carrots. Carrots. She gets carrots forgotten in her lunch on her big day. Question number two, who does Samantha have a crush on? That would, of course, be Jake Ryan. I've met a few Jake Ryans in my life, and they usually do not remember the reference of this name in this movie because they are younger and haven't seen it. Number three, how does Ted introduce himself? He introduces himself as Farmer Ted. Farmer Ted. Question number four, what kind of car does Ted get to cruise in with Caroline? That is a Rolls Royce. What a nice ride in this 80s film, a Rolls Royce. Number five, what does Caroline put in Ted's mouth while they're driving? A birth control pill. I always thought that was a weird scene, birth control pill. Number six, what does Ted borrow from Samantha to display in the boys' room? Her panties or her underwear. I don't like the word panties. You won't hear me say it too often in real conversation, but it is written on this page, so I'll say it. But I don't like it for some reason. The next question, I think this is number six, which band is on the popular Which popular band is on the poster above the stairs in Samantha's house? That is Culture Club, Karma Chameleon, Culture Club. Next up, we had who returned Samantha's underwear to her? That would be Jake Ryan, the person she has the crush on. And then we have what kind of car does Jake drive? It's a Porsche, a red one. Number 10, where does Jake find Ted the morning after the party? Love this scene. He's stuck under a glass coffee table. He can't get out. He's been trapped by some people at the party. And he's trapped under the table. Jake starts cleaning up the cans and reveals his face. It's a fun scene. And number 11, who forgets Samantha's birthday? That would be everybody or her family. Her family mainly forgets her birthday. And that is the quiz for today, guys. Thanks for playing along. If you like John Hughes movies, we've done several other John Hughes movies episodes throughout the life of the podcast. And you can find all those episodes by just searching on Google, Trivia with Buds, and any topic. You should come across some older episodes ASAP. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to the show. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, where I go for all of my custom printing, fmdesignsinc.com. How many flavors are supposed to be in a can of Dr. Pepper? They have that number on the can. Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds on Twitter or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Dagobah, for the name of the planet or area that Yoda lives on. And your trivia team name of the day is Motel California, to play off the hit Eagles song and album of the 70s, I want to say. Maybe early 80s, probably late 70s. Motel California. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And do me a favor, if you've listened this far, do me one extra solid and go leave us an iTunes review. Let us know what you like about the show so I know how to make it bigger and better every day. Thank you for those reviews. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.